Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, Bernie Sanders says that no one working 40 hours a week should be living in poverty. Steve Harvey says then stop giving working people's money to people working 0 hours a week. It's worse than that with the government printing way too much money, devaluing working people's labor and savings through inflation as well. Also that the government bureaucrats like Bernie can live the good life. The government also gives money to migrants to buy their votes. All of this is rotten. Up next, I think that this represents the end of New York City. If guys paying $4,500 a month for a tiny 200-square-foot apartment start getting woken up at 5 a.m. because of the Muslim call to prayer, then they'll start leaving the city en masse. And this would happen in a city that experienced 9/11 25 years ago. Muslims now make up 11% of the NYC metro area, and it's growing. Muslims always move to the best cities and then destroy them. The first time I saw this was in Alexandria back in Egypt. Number three, people say there's a conspiracy out there by light bulb companies to manufacture light bulbs with a shorter lifespan. And the proof is this light bulb's still burning since 1901. Yes, it's true this bulb has been burning, but only because the filament takes a remarkably small amount of power. Plus, it never gets turned off. Light bulbs last longer the less you turn them on and off again. The LEDs are a disaster. I hate them and was forced to switch from my old fluorescent bulbs, which they no longer manufacture. Moving on, why is it that women are getting meaner and more abusive? It's not your imagination. The number of PDF files out there has doubled over the last 4 years, and women are more likely to get away with this behavior and are a lot less likely to get reported for it. But I'm not so sure the number has doubled. More likely, they're twice as likely to get caught when compared to before, because the smartphones provide digital footprints for their behavior. Number five, here's a small victory for men. The singer Sia was ordered to pay money, $42,500 a month, to her estranged husband for child support. Glad to see men are moving into female-dominated fields like divorce rape. And if you want to know why she covers her face with her hair, it's because she looks like this. The only songs I like from her are Unstoppable and Titanium with David Guetta, from about 15 years ago now. She's talented, but I just can't stand the hair. Up next, EV Magazine is losing its mind trying to say that men blaming female hypergamy is wrong. Evie says that hypergamy is the excuse men make for their own shortcomings with women. It's no secret that women want to marry up and across dominance and status hierarchies. Women are getting most of the best new jobs and careers through things like affirmative action, and their hypergamy pushes them to date men better than them. We can clearly see there aren't enough men to go around like that. That's not myth, but mathematical fact. Number 7, the idea that boomers work hard for everything they have in life falls apart when you see that this house has increased in price 25-fold over the last 50 years. Yes, there's inflation, but it comes down to how many years of annual household income it takes to buy the house, which would be a better metric. In the past, it took only 3 years for one worker in the family. Today, it takes on average 6 years with two workers. So basically 4 times the labor for the same barely middle-class house. Time to pull up your bootstraps, everybody. Moving on, a while back, oil crash from the hundreds waved down to the 80s because of the peace between America and Iran. A few days later, that peace was broken and the price of oil didn't spike back up. Meanwhile, if you wanted to buy an actual barrel of oil and not just a futures contract, it was going to cost you $130 to $140 in some oil-producing countries. To say there's manipulation in the oil market and stocks in general is an understatement. Number 9, black women are leading America into the future, and it looks like it's time for white men to follow them. At this point, the tiny hat mafia is just gaslighting and mocking white males. In truth, black women are leading America to ruin with their single mother lifestyles and then being brought into jobs through DEI. I remember the days when Forbes used to be a respectable publication. What happened? Up next, here's what introverts look like waiting for someone to fall in love with them while they stay in their bedrooms all day. Put a phone in her hand and would be much more accurate. Decent-looking male introverts have always been able to get more attention from women online through dating apps than they were ever able to just meeting people in real life. I don't want love anymore. I don't even know if I'm capable of it. Lately, when I've been going on dates, my reason and rationality take over and it scares most women. Number 11 is this technically cannibalism. This woman says that she hasn't bought milk in years because she drinks her own to save money. But how is this saving money when she's literally just consuming herself? But I doubt that she's even doing this and is probably just saying this for attention. Because you have to be increasingly extreme about things these days. This is just a human recycling her own cells. I just started drinking my own urine. It's a lot cheaper than water. Moving on, don't you just love homeowners association Karens? This one stole hundreds of thousands of dollars to pump silicone into her face. I've heard many such stories before. In my 20s, I heard about a woman that stole hundreds of thousands from her church so she could buy cars and go on expensive vacations. I guess now we know where the HOA fees really go. Who needs a pool in a clubhouse? Renting Airbnbs in Florida with HOAs, I learned that I'm just subsidizing the lifestyles of extroverts. Number 13, and speaking of scams, this French woman lost $850,000 on a fake Brad Pitt AI scam. She even divorced her husband to be with Brad. Meanwhile, it was Nigerian scammers, and you just know that she's still going to claim she's the victim after the scammer stole her husband's money. I thought that only boomers still fall for this sort of nonsense. I guess I gave Gen X way more credit than they deserve. Then again, this might prove that blonde jokes weren't just jokes after all. Up next, this woman says that the NHS wants nurses and she's qualified and wonders why she's not being hired. Probably because she's too white, too pretty, and not a lesbian. Even though the field is short-staffed, other nurses also don't like young, good-looking competition for the doctors. She's also far too fluent in English and passes a background check with flying colors. I'm sure if she went to a place like Dubai or Singapore, she would get hired. Only the West has gone crazy like this. Number 15, obviously this is a joke. Some guy says he called his work from jail saying he couldn't make it into work today. And they bailed him out and made him come in. And I bet the bail money is going to get drawn from his next pay cycle. This is what happens when your workplace takes the whole "we treat our employees like family" a bit too far. On the bright side, at least bro here knows he won't get fired. Because he's made himself irreplaceable at work. Moving on, Samita wonders where all the loyal guys are that stick to just one girl. Newsflash, Samita. They're with that girl and not you. Too bad you're getting smashed and dashed by Rajas over and over again and never securing commitment from any of them. And we all know that Samita secretly wants to steal a loyal man from another woman and make him unloyal. Here's the difference between childhood fear and adulthood fear. I've been getting wrecked so bad on my short positions recently that I've been getting heart palpitations. All my gains for the last 6 months have been erased. Yet the economy continues to crash and burn while the markets melt up. It was 17 down days out of 19. This was literally me a few weeks ago. That's what happens when you play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. Up next, Marlon Wayans is either gay or going his own way and wants his mother off his back for being single by saying that he never got married because he never wanted his mother to be jealous of another woman and for her to feel second to anyone. And just know that women like this will definitely be gay-shaming him. Bachelors for life are also shamed by being asked, "Who hurt you? You must be broke," or they say, "I'm sure there's someone out there for you somewhere." Number 19, somebody says that driving around a trailer park pretending to be a repo man increases your chances of getting a BJ by more than 300%. Yes, and it probably increases your chances of getting an STD by 3,000%. Monkeypox, is that you? Also, looking at this woman, even if you could get it from her, I wouldn't want it. Many a repo man say that the first thing out of some girl's mouth is to try and get you in it. Moving on, if you're over 40, then you know what this is. Is this a mouse trap? Actually, it's a skin trap. Whenever your mouse used to start scrolling slowly, you'd have to open the damn thing up and clean the dark gray skin out of it. I still use a trackball mouse with my left hand and a laser pen mouse for my right, because I injured my hand many years ago, and I don't want to repeat that injury. I also think that anyone 30 or 35 knows exactly what this is. Number 21, careful out there in Canada buying cars from Jeets. This one is facing charges after altering odometers on used vehicles purchased on Facebook Marketplace. When I was selling my car earlier this year, I had a ton of scammers ask me to send them a car report. And then they would point me to the scam sites where I could actually pay for it. This made Facebook Marketplace useless, so I had to sell my car through my mechanic. Scammers destroy everything. This guy thinks that the mustache will trick everyone too. Up next, foreigners commit 4 to 6 times more crime in Spain than the locals. How does this end? When the country is completely consumed by minorities. That's how. Or maybe when they get kicked out. The elites know the system is living on borrowed time, so they're flooding the West with migrants to keep GDP up, so they can milk the last of the economic value in the West before the whole thing comes crashing down. That's my final answer. Low crime rates are just collateral damage at this point. Number 23, and speaking of racism and insanity, Nobel Prize winner James Watson was stripped of his titles after suggesting the genes make black people less intelligent. We've gone to the point where hard facts are more dangerous than lies. The truth is that the human brain is an expensive organ. In warmer climates with year-round growing seasons, you don't need a massive one to survive the winters. That's why Europeans and East Asians have the highest IQs. Moving on, Canada's gone even crazier and is thinking of going door-to-door to collect prohibited firearms. And they just want to get retired police officers to confiscate them. Will this include everyone, including the gangsters and criminals? Or will they just go after ordinary law-abiding citizens? I think we all know the answer to that. If this happens, even more Canadians are going to move to Florida. Get ready for some terrible driving down there. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened here? Looks like she's been eating way too much tortas after she got married. She's also gone from dating white men to black men. I'm sure that there are plenty of Ray Rays out there ready to pump and dump this mid-obese into oblivion. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.